Drasha for Shvi Shel Pesach Tavshin Ayin, the destruction of the Egyptian Empire and the recognition of Malchus Hashem. The Sfarno says that even though we left Egypt on the first day of Pesach, but we were not really redeemed people till the seventh day. And that's what it says in Davening, Shira Chadosha Shibchu Geulim. Because until that point, we were like slaves running away from their masters. And the idea being that even though the Egyptians were punished and they let us go, but they still were our masters. We were slaves to the Egyptian Empire, and the Empire still existed. And in fact, Paro was the one who let us go by royal edict. Go and serve God, as you said. He made conditions, and therefore, basically, we were still subjugated to the Egyptian Empire, even though individually we were no longer slaves. So the what happened on the seventh day of Pesach is that the empire of Mitzrayim was negated and destroyed, and that's why that is the day that God destroyed the archangel of Mitzrayim, because God does not destroy an empire until he destroys their archangel. And it could be that's what the Torah makes a point of saying, Sus v'rochvo Roma v'yom, that God was able to put the horse and rider together, because the horses in Egypt represented the Egyptian empire. That's why a Jewish king is not allowed to have too many horses for fear that he go back to Egypt to get horses, and the horses represented the empire of Egypt. And therefore, it was the armies of Paro that were vanquished that represented the empire. And once the empire wasn't there, then there was no more any subjugation, and we were completely free. Could be for that reason, by Mitzrayim, by the Makos, it says Etzbelukim, the finger of God. Each thing was a very individual punishment for individuals. But at the Yam, it says Yad Hashem, God's hand. Now, hand, according to the Ramban, is a euphemism for the king. As it says, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, when there'll be a king on the throne of God, as the Ramban learns it, then we will destroy Amalek. So, Yad Hashem means God's Malchus, his kingdom, against the empire and kingdom of the Egyptians. That's why it says that originally God told Moshe Rabbeinu that the merit of the Jewish people is sufficient for the sea to split to them, for them. But then it says that there was a judgment all night, who would survive and who not. One idea is that the empire of the Jewish people would survive. Whether any specific individual would survive was a judgment all night. That's why it says by Kriyas Yamsu, Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdo. By Matan Torah, they believed in Moshe as God's prophet. But here they believed in him as God's servant. Because the servant of a king is like the king, and they recognized that idea of Moshe Rabbeinu being Eved Hashem, and the Rebbe Shalom being the Melech. That's why they said, Mi Kamocha Bo'elim Hashem, the strong ones, the angels, the kings, right? That's the whole idea of the Shira, was the negation of the empire of Mitzrayim. And when the empire of Mitzrayim was negated, then we could more clearly and intensely see God's empire, God's Malchus. That's what it says, Malchus Haruvanecha. Your children at Yamsuf saw your Malchus, or Mumalchuso Baratzon Kibla Aleim. They accepted God's Malchus willingly, because V'hoy Hashem L'melech HaKol HaAretz, only when God is king over the whole world is Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. So it's, unless we can see that even the nations of the world are subjugated to God, and then it's hard to see God's oneness and God's kingdom in the world. That's why you only say Hallel, the Psikta says, When an empire falls, then we say Hallel, because then we see more clearly God's empire. And that's why when they recognized Malchus Hashem, they saw not just their individual personal relationship with God, but they're part of a kingdom, part of a royalty, of a nation of God. Then they said Zekeli V'Anvehu, right? If God is our king, then we have to build him a palace, build the Beis HaMikdash. And also, we have to do his commands because he's the king. And the fulfillment of the king's commands represents his authority. And therefore, Hidr Mitzvah will do the mitzvahs in a beautiful way because Barovam Hadras Melech, the more beautiful the mitzvah, the more we are beautifying God, who is the king. And lastly, we want to emulate God, Anivahu. Want to emulate his character traits because that is being part of God's kingdom, emulating him and conducting ourselves as God would want us to be, to conduct ourselves. However, Klal Yisrael didn't reach the highest level on the seventh day. They didn't recognize God's kingdom overall. They only recognized the demise of the Egyptian kingdom and God's authority over them. But they didn't see within the destruction of the Egyptian kingdom the destruction of all kingdoms. And the Medrash says, had they said in the Shira, Hashem Melech Olam Voed, they had recognized in the present that God was the king over everyone and everything was included in Egypt, then no nation would be able to have any power over us. We never would have had to go into any other Golos or by any other empire. But since we didn't reach that complete perfection of recognition of the downfall of the Egyptian Empire, so our Geula wasn't complete, and we have to go, had to go, and still are through four different empires. And therefore, since even though potentially all the Geula and all the Geulos and everything till Mashiach comes was included potentially in the first day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we say Hallel on that first day, but it did not come out actually, it wasn't actualized till the seventh day, and even the seventh day wasn't actualized to be what it was supposed to be. And therefore, just like there is a fifth cup of wine that we don't drink, that we say for Eliyahu, because the Pasuk Vehevesi Eschem never really came to fruition. We didn't go into Eretz Israel that generation, and the next generation went in, but not permanently, was exiled, and then we went in again and exiled again, so we never really came to Eretz Israel completely until Mashiach will come. And therefore the fifth kos is the kos of Eliyahu, signifying that someday Mashiach will come and that process will be complete. Similarly, there is no Hallel, only by Minig, and only half Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach and the Mele of the rest of the 6 days, because it never reached its completion. And that's why the Haftorah is unlike Parshas Bishalach, where we read the Haftorah of Shiras Devorah, where Devorah sang her song when the armies of Sisera were conquered, and they also drowned. So very similar similar stories. Here we lay the Haftorah of David HaMelech's song over the vanquishing of his enemies, because Shvi Shel Pesach is not just the idea of what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, but the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf was a negation of the Egyptian Empire and our dominion over all of our enemies, which is similar to what David HaMelech went through as an individual, which is a hint to the future when Mashiach ben David will come and we will not anymore be subjugated to the nations of the world or all our enemies, and we'll be able to be totally free. That is the message of Shvi Shel Pesach.